Roger Griffiths is Climate Change Coordinator with NOAA's Fisheries Service, and we have him on the phone now from his office just outside Washington, D.C. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us this morning, Roger.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
This is quite a large project involving a variety of groups called the National Fish, Wildlife, and Plants Climate Adaptation Strategy. Wow. Lots of words. Can you tell us a little bit about who and what's involved in putting something like this together?
Sure. Happy to. And it is a long title. You're absolutely right. I think the main thing to focus on is the fish, wildlife, and plants part of it, because, of course, we all love in different ways, whether we're gardeners or outdoors people or fishermen or boaters, we value the fish and wildlife and plants around us. And what this is really all about is trying to safeguard these important natural resources. Our climate is changing, and it's already affecting both people and the fish, wildlife, and plants. And so this is really an historic effort by governments and non-governmental organizations to try and safeguard these fish, wildlife, and plants that we treasure in this country. It's a combined effort. This is what makes it particularly unique. It's a coordinated effort among federal agencies, that is the federal government, state wildlife agencies, all 50 states are involved, and tribal organizations, because, of course, they also help manage natural resources. And so we've got all three of the government entities that have to work together for success here, and we've got tremendous support and participation from non-governmental entities as well. So it's a big deal, and we're all trying to figure out what the impacts of climate change currently are and what can we do to help safeguard fish, wildlife, and plants into the future.
What do you anticipate it will look like, and how is it going to be applied within all these agencies?
Well, the idea is that this is a national blueprint for coordinated action at all these different levels. So if this was sitting in front of us on the table, what we hope will be there will be a blueprint for action that talks about things that we need to be doing at national scales, things that state agencies can implement, and then things that even local citizens and land trusts and other organizations can do at local levels. It'll be organized along five major ecosystem types: marine systems, coastal, freshwater, forest, and grassland. And for each of those, it'll lay out a specific set of actions that we believe, the experts believe, must be done to safeguard the fish, wildlife, and plants of each of those systems.
So you're the climate change coordinator with NOAA's Fisheries Service. What does your work actually involve?
I have one of the best jobs in the world. I'm a Minnesota boy. I grew up in the Twin Cities and worked on the Gunflint Trail, and my dream was to be a marine biologist, and my dream came true. I'm responsible for helping NOAA's Fishery Service prepare for climate change so that we can be climate smart in managing the nation's fisheries, managing the protected species like whales and turtles, and protecting the habitats that all those things depend on.
What kinds of decisions do you think we're going to have to make in order to protect our fish and wildlife and plants from the effects of climate change?
Well, it's a challenging question. We're wrestling now, even without a whole lot of impact of climate change, with how to balance water, for example. People need water, fish need water, forests need water. So we're, in many respects, the same issues that we're wrestling with now, the kind of trade-offs between, you know, water for fish versus water for people, they're only going to become magnified and perhaps even more difficult. So part of the answer is that we need to be much better at thinking ahead and anticipating what those issues are going to be. And in particular, we need to also be better at planning ahead for where should these habitats be in the future. In our coastal zones, for example, on the ocean coast, as sea level rises, those wetlands and marshes that are the nursery grounds for many fisheries, we need to be thinking about how to help them migrate up the coast as sea level rises so that we have habitats in the future that will continue to give us the benefits like fisheries and recreation that we value today.
Well, we're talking with Roger Griffiths. He's Climate Change Coordinator with NOAA's Fisheries Service. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Griffiths?
We hope people will comment and give us as much feedback as possible. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.